We are on Daf Chof Omid Beis. We are in the middle of a Kashe. The Gemara on Daf Chof Omid Aleph said as follows. Tona Rabbonon Nimkar Bemone Vihishbiach Bo'omad Al-Masayim. An Eved Ivri that was sold for a money, and later he doubled in value, and now we want to make a geula. Do we make the geula according to his present value, or do we make the geula according to the price he was purchased with? So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk mikesef miknosai that the geula is according to the value of the mei hakinyan, of the purchase price. So therefore, we will cheshbin with this price, even though it's much less than he's really worth now. Then the b'raisa brought down a second case, nimkar b'mosayim, v'hichsi v'omad almonet. What if the purchase price was double of his present value? And we want to make now a geula, do we cheshbin with the purchase price or do we cheshbin with his present value? So there the Baraisa brings down a posik, kefi shonof, that the geula is according to his present value now. And then that, the Gemara asks the Kashem, that is true. I have two psukim. One pasuk tells us that the geula is according to the purchase price. The other pasuk tells us that the geula is according to his present value. But how do you know to go lekula for the goyel? That the yad hagoyel ala yoyne. Maybe we should darshan fakert that mikesef miknosa is coming to tell us. If the present value is less than the purchase price, you go according to the purchase price. Kefishonav is coming to tell you if the present value is more than the purchase price, you go according to the present value. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara and the Chof Amid Beis, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Trei Kroi Ksibi. There are two psukim. And let us, the Gemara doesn't bring down the Lashon of the complete Psukim, so let us just say over the Lashon of the Psukim. Im oid rabbis bashonim, lefihen yoshiv geulosoi mikesev miknosoi. Vima'at nishar bashonim, achnas hayoivu, vechishav loi kefi shonov yoshiv es geulosoi. So one posik tells us, starts off, the posik of Mikesef Miknosai starts off, Im Oid Rabois Bashanim. And the second posik that says, Kefi Shanov Yoshiv Es Gulosai starts with Ma'at Nishar Bashanim. So the Gemara asks, the Pashta Dikra is very difficult to understand. Imayd Rabbis Beshonim, it would seem that there are many years. V'chiyesh Shonim Merubais, V'yesh Shonim Mu'otais. Let us see what Rashi says on the second line. Rabbis Beshonim, Mashmishe Ribui Beshonim. There should be a multitude of years. V'chiyevshel Hiyoison Merubais Al Sheish. Is it possible to be more than 6 years? A mu'otais. Ella. So the Gemara says, therefore, we have to learn a little differently, pshat and posik. Ella nisrabe kaspoi. Rabbis bashonim means, nisrabe kaspoi, his value became worth more. Let us see what Rashi says. Ella hochi koma. Im yesh ribui bidomov. He's worth more. Shenis rabe besoich shonim halolu. Im rabbis bashonim means, in he was nisrabe his value b'seich shonim alolum. Kigoin shehish biach. He's worth more. And that, the Pasuk says, is gulasai mikesef miknosai. That the gula is, we reckon with the purchase price. And that what it says further, the ima'at nishar mashonim. Ima'at nishar means, nismayit kaspoi. Then it's kefishonov. We don't look at the purchase price, we look at the present value. So mamela, so I have guidelines from imoid rabbis bashonim or v'imaat nisha bashonim to tell us that by ishbiach you go bosa kesef miknose lekula, and nichsev you go bosa the present value also lekula. So the Gemara asks, how do you know how to darshan like this? This is a psadrash. Ve'ema hochi kama. Maybe, let us say a different pshat in posik. Heich hochi kama. Heiche da ovat trei. Uposh lei dalet. If he worked for 2 years, and there's rabbis shonim, there's many years, there's the reiv of the shonim, are still in front of us. He worked a miut of the Zman of Abdus. Is Nesef Lei Dalet Mikesef Miknosai. Then we give Dalet Mikesef Miknosai. Ova Dalet Uposhalei Talti. What is if he worked 2 years? Or they worked 4 years. Uposhalei Talti. There's only 2 years left over. Most of the Shneisa Avdis have passed by. Nesef Tarti Kefishonov. Now exactly Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha will see soon. I just like to finish the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, if that is Pshat and Posek, Nichtov Kro Im Oid Rabbi Shonim, if there are Ribui Shonim still left over from the Avdis, in ma'at nishar shonim, if there's a little of the shonim, which of the shneisa avdus left over, my bashonim, rabbi's bashonim, is nisrabe kaspoi bashonim. The babi seich hashonim is nisrabe kaspoi, and then is mikasov miknosoi, is ma'at kaspoi bashonim kefishonim. So from the base, the Gemara is medayik that this is the drash. The drash is speaking about specifically when you go bosa kesef miknosai, that is if hishbiach, so you go lekule, and if hichsev, you go kefishonot. Omar Rav Yosef darshinu Rav Nachman lahani kroi kesina. It's mamish like Moshe v'Yosef darsh mepi agbura, mamish is like, but he saw in these psukim with the beis, he was megala moshe de kipshot. Let us see Rashi. Neisiv lei demei arbe shonim. Maybe the pasuk is not speaking about this mahalach that he became worth more, became worth less. Lei ayri kro loy bishbiach v'loy behichsev. The pasuk is telling us, if there are still loiv shonim ahead of him, that's pshat. But it's not speaking about at all about this cheshbon of ishbiach or ichsik. Now let us see Taisvis Daf Chof Amud Aleph, which is going on our Gemara. The Taisvis Ovid Dalid Uposholei Tarti. Neisiv lei tauti kefishon. Perish bekuntres lei ayriko loy behishbiach v'loy behichsev. The pasuk is not at all speaking about these inyonim that are occurring. The pasuk is just telling us that if there are more years left over, pay the kesef miknosa, if there's less years. but everything is totally in the years. The kosher dimkein amai shoni kro belishne. So Tosfos says, so why was the posik mishana bushani? If the posik means only to tell us that if there's a minimum of shnei savoida left, you should make a groin according to the minimum. If there's the most of the shnei savoida left, you make a groin according to the rabbis shonim. So fine. So why were the psukim mishana boshainim kvishana of mikasa miknosei? Nich davidi, I davidi mikasa miknosei. Oy kvishana. We didn't, you just tell me a pshat and posik, but you didn't answer, you didn't explain the shini alashainis. Va'aymer harav boruch. So harav boruch says differently than Rashi. Dochi perushi. Im oid rabbis bashanim. If there are the shneisa avoide are ahead of us. The avatarti, rive of the shneisa avoide ahead of us. The avatarti, a poshale arbe, is left over 4 years. Leisev le arbe, so then you give arbe mikesef miknose from the dmei akinye. Bein hirsev u bein ishbiach. Mishum shu samuch lizman knise. Since the pidyon is samuch lizman knise, so therefore the geroin is the dmei hakinyan. Tvei mizman yetziya. V'imaat nishar bashonim. But what if most of the shnois avoide have passed by already? The Ovid Arbe Poshtarti, Nesiv Lake, if he shonov Shuato, then will be paid according to his present value. Vu Somach Lizman Ayitzia. What he's worth now, Lizman Ayitzia, Beinak, Bein Hifsif, Bein Hishbiach. Now, you have to understand the Rav Boruch is saying a mahalach in the Psukim, but it sounds like a por adume. What is pshat? That it matters when the gula is made. If it's the first quarter of the avdis or the last quarter of the avdis, the first third or the last third. I mean, that's how we cheshben the cheshben of the giroi. If it's mikasef miknase or if it's kifishono. So I thought, and then I noticed in the Hamakna Dachsma, he says, came out the same Rayin, that he says it a little better. He says that if the Roiv of the Shnois Avdis were not Niskayim, so he says, so he was purchased for 6 years. After 2 years, he wakes up, he wants to become a seven. So he says, this is equivalent to a bitl mecca. I purchased you for 6 years. I had a whole cheshbon, but this was a 6 year purchase. And now after 2 years you leave me. So this is equivalent to a bitl mecca. So therefore, the cheshbon is according to the dmei mecca. So according to that, we cheshbon with the dmei mecca. Leidach gise, if most of the years, the first 2/3 of the shnois avdos were worked, so now, most of the avdos I received already. So with this we won't consider a bitl mekach, or you're leaving towards the end. So this is the Torah gave you a schus gula. A schus gula al pi cheshbon is. We should cheshbon with your present value. That's the true cheshbon. So if it is a bitl mekach, then we cheshbon with the dmei mekach. If it is a schus geula, then we cheshbon with your present value. That is what the Hamakna has. The Hamakna wants to say pshat merabor. Now we're starting a new sugya. Boy minei Ravune Bachinene me Rav Sheshes. Ravune Bachinene klared a shayla. Niyetz von Rav Sheshes. Eved Ivri hanimkar lo Eved kechov. Nigal lachatzoin, oy einoy nigal lachatzoin. Is there a concept of a partial geula? That means he only has, he doesn't have money for a complete geroin. He worked, let's say, for 2 years, and then he wants to go out. So he only has money for 2 years. Now there's 4 years ahead of him. Is there a concept of nigal lachatzoin? So listen, a davar will give you 2 years. So I'm being goyel. The last, I there's 4 years more of work. So the last 2 years I'm taking away. Ready? So I have to work to you for 2 years. But these last 2 years are taken care of. I was goyel these last 2 years. Oy, ain't any nigal lachatzoin. There's no such cheshbon of geula lachatzoin. You give the money, the complete amount of money, you can be zeich legula. Without the complete amount of money, there's nothing. You don't have no schuse gula. I can hold the money from you. We'll see that I'll be a pekodin. But nothing occurred. The whole process of gula only works when all the money is given. All the money from gula is given. Then you can make gula. You have a partial amount of money. If you want, I could hold it for you. You could hold it. But the process of gula cannot be niskayim if there's only a partial amount of money. That is the shayla of the gula. That was Rav Huna shayla. Boy minei Rav Huna bachina nemei Rav Sheshes. Eved ivri hanimka lo eved keichovim nigal lachatzoyin oy einei nigal lachatzoyin. So what are the tzdodei ha-shayla? Gulosoi, it says by the divri, we had mentioned before the pasuk, v'chishu like fi shonov yoshiv es gulosoi. Do we say gulosoi misdei achuse goma? I learn out agili milse ba'alme misdei achuse. By stay achuz, it says kidei geulosai. So when it speaks about the geul of stay achuz, it means that he had the sufficient amount of funds to make a geula. Kidei geulosai, it says. So do I learn out geulosai mis stay achuz goma? Ma stay achuz einai nigal lachatzoyim. There it says klo. The whole concept of geula is only bichdei geulosai. Kidei gulosai, if he has the complete dmei agula. Av hai nami einei nigel lachatzoi. Oy dilma, maybe we don't compare geulas eved ivri to geulas stei achuse. Lekule amrinen lechumre loy amrinen. Lekule, we will say, that nigal lachatzoyim. Lechumre, we won't say he's nigal lachatzoyim. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi lachatzoyim, higiye yodei lidmei chatzi geroine. Yitnei, does he give them this money, v'yimat chatzi shonov me'olov, and he'll deduct chatzi shonov. He has to have the complete amount of money. Stay achuza. Do I learn out from stay achuza? Ksiv bo umotza kidei geulosai. There it says, the geula is if he has the complete, the mei hagula, v'lei lachatzoi. V'hocha ksiv yoshiv geulosai. Here it says geulosai, v'lei ksiv kidei. Which kedei means the complete dmei hagula. Oy dilma lekule amrine. The gulas chatzoim yesh ba lahakil lahachmer kidelekame. We're going to later see that gulas lachatzoim could be a kule, could be a chumre. Vehechidav kule legabe amrine deniga. Maybe when the gulas chatzoim will be a kule for the goyim. der wo seid es an den Nigala Chatzoi, weich in Abba Chumre, am Rinnen deine Nigal. Na, ma heichi teisi, should I be so, I should fluctuate that sometimes you do make kula lachatzoim, sometimes you don't make kula lachatzoim. It matters if it's a chumra or kula. Well, can the oma akroga be hishbich de hichsiv tos lina lukula? We see that by evadimri we were makul. If he became worth more, you go according to the purchase price. If he became worth less, you go according to the present value. So we see the Torah gave us guidelines that in the Geul of an Avedivri, we use all kulas. So maybe in this Nekuda also we'll use these kulas. If Gula Lachatzoyin will be worthwhile for the Eved, we'll make Gula Lachatzoyin. If Gula Lachatzoyin will not be worthwhile for the Eved, it'll be a hefset for him, so then we won't say Gula Lachatzoyin. That was the Shaila of Rav Huna Bar Chinene Merav Sheshes. Omale, Lav Amrit, he says, I don't understand. That means, so let's just mention one thing. Rav Huna was under the impression, it says, Gu'ulosoi Vayabadivri. It says, Gu'ulosoi. Kedei gulosei by stay achuze. Kedei gulosei means ein nigal achatzoi. That's klar. So do we learn out gulosei from evadivri? That says maybe do we learn it out from stay achuze? No, we learn it out. That was, and we won't learn it out till there be a kula of nigal achatzoi. So he only had one way. He only, his shaila was, do I learn it out, or lekula I don't learn it out. The whole shaila was like, the I have a makar, by stay achuz ein nigal lachatzoi. So do I learn that evidently, or don't I learn out? So Rav Sheshes came from left field, and he says, listen, why are you calling the shaila, do you learn out, don't you learn out? He says, let's learn chumish, let's learn pashtid dikro. What's Pashtid Dikro? And the Pasuk says, Lav Amrit Hosom, Nimka Kuloi, Veloi Chetzyoi. When it says, by Nevedivri that's being sold, so we learn Nimka Kuloi. That means that if he owes for the Gneva $500, and he's worth $500, so we'll sell him as a Neved. But what if he owes for the Gneva $500 and he's worth $1,000? And you said, we won't sell him. That means you're only going to sell him he's only sold for partially for the Gneva, and the rest he's being sold for himself. The Nimka Kulay Velechetzi. He has to be completely sold for the Gneva. The Nimka Begnevosa, completely sold for the Gneva. Alchinami nigal kuloi v'leichetshi. So just like nimka means nimka kuloi, nigal means nigal kuloi. It says nigal by nevedibri. So he has to be, gula has to be completely nigal, completely redeemed. Not the psazoi will make partial redemptions. That's what Rav Sheshes told him. That means, you claim to make limudim. Don't make, learn chumash. Look, the posik. Nigal means nigal kula. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Lachatzoi higia yodoi lidmei chatzi garoino. He was able to gather together chatzi garoino. Yitnem, could he give it now the yimat chatzi shono miolo? So the Baal will take off half of the years that are left over. He has another 4 years, so he'll take off the last 2 years. Ayein nigal klal, om kei motzo kedei gulos. Stei achuzek, siv motzo kedei gulos. He was able to find enough money kedei gulos for the complete geula. Vloy lachatzoi. Vach, siv yoshu gulos, and lexiv kedei. Or maybe we say lekula the gulas chatzoin yeshba lahakel olachme kidalakame. We're going to see later from Abaye that gulas chatzoin sometimes can be a kula, sometimes can be a chumra. Be'eched abe kula legabe amrin the denigo. Be'eched abe chumra amrin the denigo. Kedama kol gavishmich beifsev nazina lekula. Yeah. So Rav Sheshes told him, "Lav amrit leel, gneivay chomish meis of the gneivay is 500 v'shove elef ledivrei akol eininimka al me v'nimka kuloi v'leichetzis to be completely sold for the gneivay. Not half of himself is sold for the gneivay, and half is for himself. Leichetzim mashmach and amder siva isiga yodoi v'nigol kuloi v'leichetzim mashmach." Fine. That's how Rav Sheshes was poshet the shayla. Omar Abaye. Now let's go further. So Abaye said, "So lechere, the way if we stop here, so we're finished." Rav Huna asked the shayla. Rav Sheshes was poshet the shayla. Now all of a sudden Abaye says, "Im timtza loyma nigal lechatzoy." If you'll say nigal lechatzoy. Is mashkachas or lekula lechumra. Sometimes nigal lechatzoyin can be a kula, and sometimes it could be a chumra. So what is Abaye saying? What's chanim tim soleima? We were just poshet the shayla. But Rav Sheshes says he's not nigal lechatzoyin. So what is Abaye all of a sudden speaking about tim soleim nigal lechatzoyin? Sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. So the Lechem Mishneh Perek Beis Halach Zayin from Ilchus Abodim explains that Abaye just wants to explain what Rav Huna held. Rav Huna had a shayla, maybe he's nigal lechatzoyin if it's a kula. So if we see from Rav Huna that nigal lechatzoyin could be a kula and could be a chumra, and Rav Huna who had a shayla nigal lechatzoyin, only if it's lekula be nigal lechatzoyin. It will be lechum azicha won't be nigal lechatzoyin. That's for sure. So Abaye wants to explain when is it lekula, when is it lechum. So let us see what Abaye says. But Abaye in no way is being chaylik on Rav Sheshes. Halacha we paskan like Rav Sheshes. So Abaye said, "Im timtzaloyim nigal lechatzoyin, meshkachas lekula ulechumah." It could be possible. Through that is nigal lechatzoyim, a kula will come about, or a chumra can come about. Lekula, what is the case lekula? Zovnei b'meir. He purchased him for 100 zuz. Yov leichamshin, palge de domi. He gave him half, he gave him 50 zuz. So where are we up to now? So I'll upon him, let's say there's 4 years to go. He gave him, there's 6 years. Let's make said where the Gemara says good. Zovne b'meyer, and right now he wants to be goyel himself. The next day he wants to be goyel himself. So the purchase price was 100. Yoiv lechamshin, so he gives him 50. So half if we hold nigal lachatzoyim, so half of the years were already niga. Palge de domi. Va'ashbach. But now he's worth v'kom almosam. Now he's worth 200 zuz. Now there are 3 years which were as yet not nigal. And these 3 years, so since his market value went up, so now, these 300 years are worth 100 zuz. 100 zuz. They went up to double the price. Va'ashkach, va'ashbach v'kom almosan. He amrit nigal lachatzoyin. If you say nigal lachatzoyin, so kapon matarangechabt, that the last 3 years were nigal already. So he got it with a cheap rate. The last 3 years he was goyel for 50 zuz. Because when he was goyel, that was the value. That was the price. Yamr nigala chatzayin is yovle meya v'nafik. So now he'll give another 100 v'nafik. V'amret ein nigala chatzayin. But we say ein nigala chatzayin. So what does that mean? So the first 50 zuz that he had given, the owner is just holding it in account, but nothing happened yet. We don't, when we get the full price, then the gula starts. So Mamela, I'm holding these 50 zuz for you, letzeirich pekodim. Now you want to make a gula. Well, now I got news for you. You know, the rates went up. You're worth double your value. So Mamela, so you're worth 200 zuz. You have 50 zuz on account, you give me 150. So that'll be the nafkamina. If it's nigalach hatzoy, that's a kula. So, listen, half the 3 years, the last 3 years are taken care of already. I'm nigal on those 3 years. It's only these 3 years. These 3 years, I'll give you 100. But if nothing happened, there's no such concept of nigalach hatzoy. So I'm still an avid for 6 years. I have credit for 50 zuz. So if they give you another 150, that's enough to me. The Amud and Nigalach Hatzoyim, you have Leimei of Achamshim Benofik. Frag the Gemara, I don't understand this whole Cheshbon, what he's saying. We just learned before, Va'amrit Nisrabe Kaspay Mikesav Miknosi, this whole Cheshbon is not a true Cheshbon. We don't reckon with what he's worth now. We just learned before that if he became worth more than the purchase price, we cheshbon with the purchase price. So what's Gabe Melanda? Now he's worth 100. He look at the purchase price. The purchase price was 100 for 6 years. He gave 50, he gives another 50. Simon says, no, you don't understand what Abai is saying. You're going the oike. Now, the purchase price was when he was, and it was 200. So that's what the purchase price was. Vizol. In the middle, when he started thinking of Geula, it went down. So now he's worth 100 zuz. Say, so, oh, it went down. So he wanted a chap to make a Geula of 100 zuz. He could only find 50 zuz. But now later, by the time he got more money, he went up again. So Mamela, it's bitter. Now you have to cheshbon for 3 years 100 zuz. Because the purchase price was 100 zuz for 3 years. The value now is also 100 for 3 years. So Memela says he has to give 100. So the shaila is, were the second 3 years nigal already? That is a kula of nigal chatzoy. That means if the gula was chal, so he only has to be paid the first 3 years. The last 3 years were taken care of. Mashkachas lo chumre. I can find a chumre also. Zovnei b'moson. He was purchased for 200 zuz. Yoiv meye. Pal, no, he was purchased for 200 zuz. Yoiv meye pal gididom. He gave ready 100 zuz. The ichsa, and then he became worth cheaper. The kom al meir, and then now he's only worth meir. He amrit nigal lechatzoyim. If you say the gula was chal already, so when he gave the 100 zuz, so the second 3 years were nigal. Now he only has to be goyel the first 3 years. Now b'shas the gula. Of the first 3 years, he became cheaper. He's only worth $100 for 6 years, so he'll give 50 zuz. So if Yamrit nigala chatzoyim, if he had nigala chatzoyim, so the second 3 years were taken care of with $100. Yoiv lei hamshin, now for the first 3 years he gives hamshin benofik. The amrit ein nigal lachatzoy, but if you say there's no such concept of geula of lachatzoy, so hanoch meya, when he gave the first $100, pekod ninu gabe, nothing happened. I gave $100, you told me, listen, the value you have to work for 6 years, I'm holding these $100 in your account, but it's a pekod. Oh, it's a big cult. Now, Baruch Hashem, now he's only worth $100. Is, Yovlo Nele Venofix. He doesn't give a penny. I have credited $100 by you. Now, I want to beguile myself. I'm now worth 100 zuz. I'm sorry. I'm now worth 100 zuz. So take the 100 zuz that I gave you, and then I'll be paid it now myself. So that's Lechumre. So Lechumre Zicha, we won't say Nigalachatzoi. That's what Abai is explaining. Lekula the shouts if we do say, if we don't say. And that Rav Sheshes was Peshitim. Let us see what Rashi says. Mashkachas lo lekula. Davalo gehule kule gabe le tevosei. Mashkachas lo lerosei. Zov mei b'mei, kone b'mei, v'yov lei hai eved, bosroch e chamishim b'gulas chetzioi, yamret ha've gula, if you'll say yesh gula lachatzoin, ki yaker, sulay b'shus de mori e yaker, so if the gula was chal on half of his years, so sulay b'shus de mori e yaker er lapalge, so only how much is left to the Odin, only 3 years. The 3 years became worth more. Bimbo Akshav Ligmer Pidyoni, Yovla Meya Benofik. The Amrit, Ainain Riga, but if you say there's no Gula Lachatzoi, Iyaka Kulei Bershus the More, so the vial, he's now worth 200 zuz. Yovla Meya Vachamshin to the 50 zuz that he had already given. So the Gemara is this whole cheshbon is tamas erun. Vamrit nisra b'daheche de nishbach em echashmoli ala kishas miknosay. So the Gemara says, the yaker v'zol v'yaker. No, Abai is speaking about shekoneyu b'mosay. When he purchased him, he was worth mosay. Bo'huzah, v'omad almoni. V'choshiv lei kifi shonav. Then you cheshbon how much he's worth at the present time. V'nosan loy chamishim, so he gave him 50 for 3 years. V'hispik ligma pidyonet shulka v'yom adol mosayim. So the Shaul says you have to give him now 100 or 150. Hachi garsine b'maskone, v'hamrtein enigal achatzoi, hanemeye pekodninu gabei, yoiv leinele v'nofik, so that'll be the, then we'll say, izichan anigal achatzoi m'lachumre, וגסינה ואמרת נשמע את כספי. ואמרת הניגה לחצוין לקוני האודי בתרס גולה, ועכשיו שהכסב הוא עימד כולה לבדוי סוי, so now he's עימד for 100 זוז to be נפטב, הנחזוזי אבי פיקוד מגבי, ויואב לו נלוי ונופי. So now we'll give him these 100 זוז and we'll go out without being מייסב הפרוט. This is one shaila that Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was poshitim that there's no din gula lachatzoim ve'eved divrei. Boi minei Rav Huna Bar Chinina mei Rav Sheshes. Second shaila in Hilchus Geula. Yeah. Hamoicha bayis bepotei orei chayim. A person sells a house by Boti Rechayme. Now, by Boti Rechayme, there's a unique halacha. It is sold, and the moicher has 1 year to begoil the house. If he does it, it's good. If he doesn't do it, forget about it. It's sold, and he can't be paid anymore. It belongs to the lekeach. Now, so, Rav Huna Bar Chinina klada shaila, hamoicha bayis bebotei orichayme, nigal lachatzoim, oy einoy nigal lachatzoim. And the same shaila he asked, that study a shaila was, geulosoi, geulosoi, it says geulosoi, by botei orichayme. It says geulosoi, kidei geulosoi, it says by stei achuzet. So do I say gulosa, gulosa, mistayachuza, goma, mastayachuza, ain't any gelos lachatzoin, because it says kedei gulosa, afainami ain't a nigal lachatzoin. Oi dume heiche de goli goli, heiche de loi goli loi goli. Maybe, you know, there it says kedei gulosa. If it says kedei gulosa, it means ain't a nigal lachatzoin. By both of the chayim, it says, apar v'gulosai, gula, whatever you do is a gula. Let us see what Rashi says. Ha-moicher bayis b'ilchayim, shuhu nigal ad shana v'lo yoysa. The gula is only till a year. Nigal ha-chatzoi, im nosam chatzi domov b'seich shan. If he gave half of the money, the dmei ha-mekach back, Mafrik Palgei Eloi. Agavuch, I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he's Medayik, that the Gula Lachatzoim of Boto Yerechayme is different than the Gula Lachatzoim of an Eved Ivri. Of an Eved Ivri, Rashi did not say he's a Chatzi Eved Vachatzi Ben Choyrin. Chatzi Eved Ivri Vachatzi Ben Rashi says the Gula Lachatzoim, if it's Chal, it means he only has 3 years to work, not 6 years. Here Rashi says that half of the house is nifta and half of the house is not nifta. Let us not go into the oimik hadvorim, why here gula lachatzoim becomes niskayim in half of the house, and there the gula lachatzoim is in half of the shun. Abol kaponim, that's what Rashi says. Gulosoi, it says by Botei Orichayim, Gulosoi, Yomim Tia Gulosoi, a year. Do I say, Heiched the Goli, by Steyachud, it says, Bechdei Gulosoi, Lameime the Kula Gula Bina Goli, Veiched the Leikosa Bokedei, Loi Mai Sina Loi. You don't learn how, the Torah didn't say. Yeah. So again, Rav Hune, Bachinene, either one track mind, that means whenever you had a shaila, he knew, yeah, I have a makir stay achuzah. Do I learn out from stay achuzah, or don't I learn out from stay achuzah? And he asked this to Rav Sheshes, oh, Malay, so again Rav Sheshes came from left field. He said, what are you clearing a shaila, learn out? You have an often a oifen how to be poshut the shaila. Mi medroshe shel Rav Shimon nishma. From Rab Shimon, I can learn out the din. I'll tell you another kula. Shalava v'goyul v'goyul lachatzoyim. I'll tell you another kula that he doesn't have to have any money. We'll see by other gulas, it says v'hisig yodoy, that he acquired the money and then he can force the loikeach to give back the field. And here he said he could be, doesn't have to acquire the money, he can borrow the money, not his sigilte. He can borrow the money, keep it going lach. So he bought the Yerchaim is all coolest. According to Rav Shimon, now who's this Rav Shimon? And what's the limit? This Anya. We learned in the Baraisa, it says, now we're going to speak about a third halacha. And let us just make a shikol akdoma what this third halacha is speaking about. There's a din, a person is magdish astei achuse. That means he has his own field, he's not selling it, he's being magdish. So there's a shekelach chumra by this magdish astei achuse. The chumra is as follows. You are magdish it, fine. You want to be goyel it before the gizba sold it to anyone, b'chol hakoved. You can be goyel it, it goes back to you. If you're not goyelit, and it's yoivel, so this is worse than a moiches teyachuzah. Moiches teyachuzah, it's all for yoivel. Yoivel comes back to me. A magdish teyachuzah, you weren't goyelit during the till yoivel. When it comes yoivel, it's yoitze lekahan. It doesn't mean it never comes back to you, it belongs to the kahan. So, the posik that speaks about the geula, of a magdish teyachuze, the pasuk says a kefal haloshin. Im goel ye goel. A kefal loshin, a double geula. So the Gemara said, the Gemara darshins, under the Braisa darshins from this pasuk. Melamed by a teyachuze, magdish teyachuze, two kulas. Melamed shalova vegoel. You can borrow money. And to make gula, the goyel lachatzoyin, you can be goyel lachatzoyin. So Mishnah Salevi says that means lachayre you'll be goyel half a field. The goyel lachatzoyin, Omar Rav Shimon. So we find all of a sudden by this Magdish Teyachusa a number of kulis which we do not find by Moiches Teyachusa. Omar Rav Shimon Matam. What's Hakib Shat in this? The Fisha Mosinu be Moiches Teyachusa Sheyofa Koichoi. Shimigia Yoivu Volod Nigolo. A Moiches Teyachusa, he's not Goyle. Chayzeres lebay leo b'yoypo. You know, this Moiches Teyachuze, he's not so bad off. He sold it vinish vi when Yoivu will come and go back to him. He has another privilege. He can be goyled before Yoivu. But on the second privilege, we told him there are certain conditions he has to meet. It means hesig yodai, you acquired the Dmei Hagula. It's nigal, not nigal achatzoin. But even though we make these strict halachas, he's not losing. So he won't be goyled, but eventually he's going to get back to him. So therefore, we can make these chumris by gula. You need hesig yad in the vein of nigal achatzoin. That is by moiches teyachuzah. Since Chayzeres Lebaile B'Yovel Hu Hakoychoy Shein Eloyve B'Goyel B'Goyel Lachatzayim, but Magdish, but a person who's a Magdish Teyach who's a Shul Hakoychoy, he's in hot water. Sheimigi Ayovel V'Loy Nigalo Yoytzo LeKahanim B'Yovel. So that means that Teyach made a Merud Kechumranim. If you don't make a Gula Rabbi Tol Yovel, forget about it. You lost it. It's gone. So the Melech of the Torah wanted to give him some kulis that he should make. That means without a gula he's a lost case. So we make kulis. He can make a batlonish gula. It's nigal lachatzoin. It's love of a goyel. It's yofa koicha yishe love of a goyel v'goyel lachatzoin. This was Rav Shimon's Ashtik Torah. So Rav Sheisha says, so what do we see from Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon enlightened us. Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon enlightened us. Rav Shimon says, he's saying, a time of the Krah, that what the Torah gave kulis to the Magdish is because if he won't have these kulis, he's in a difficult predicament. He's going to lose his field. So the Torah gave him kulis. So let him borrow money to make a gula. Let him be goyelach atzoyin. We can't go according with the letter of the law. According to him, this person is in a difficult matzah. So we were made. That's what Rav Shimon said. That's pshat in the goyel ye goyel. So Mamela, so Rav Sheisha said, so Herzach zu. If a Magdish Teyachusa, he is 50 till Yovel, he has to be Goyal. The Torah bent backwards. In order he should make a Gula, he can make Gula Chatzoyin, the love of a Goyal. A Moich Abayis Ba'ori Chayme, a person, he has 1 year. If he doesn't cough up the money in a year, he's lost. It's sold. It's gone. So he's going to bend backwards for him. And Yizichya is the coolest of love of a goyel, the goyel lachat. So this was Rav Sheisha Shtik Torah. Hay moich abayis bot yorichoy manami, hoyo vurakoycho, shimolo loy shono tmima voloy nigalo. If 1 year passes by without a gula nechlat, it belongs to the lekeich already. That's how Rav Sheisha told him. Again, Ravuna asked that this Rav Shail, they learned Nachul Teichuz, but nay, he says, he told them from a Pagor and under a Mekur, according to Rav Shimon, we have enough in the day. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi.
Shalova im ein loy loy ve mecher ve goyel ma shen kem moicha bestei achuze
the bina visigo yodai mash yeah umash menami shegoy lachatzoim. Says girl, you go. Im girl, you go. But magdus teichus lefish metzino Rab Shimon darish taina dekra bechol duchte. Rab Shimon darshin taina dekra. Ochinami yoyif taina lekra. Vashminen dikpida teire. The teire was makpah. Lachzer. Then she go back, shleiti poka achuze me yershim, that the stay achuze she go back. She's not being nifka from the yershim. Fishe yofa koyach moiche, bai moiche, shei nachlo, say nifka, sa moiche stay achuze, he'll never lose the nachlo. She chayzer lo soy bi yoybo, lefichel lechosh le yapes koyche, lilbois veligur lachatsoim. Avol magdish li shura koyche lahavsi nachlose biyoyvul. He could lose his nachlo biyoyvul. Kidachsi vahoy asodu betzeise biyoyvul koydish mischalaka kahanim. Is yipa akosav koychoy. Betchilas pidyoynay lilvoyz. Veligo lachatzoyim. Mohoche, so that's what Rav Shimon said. So Rav Sheshe said, Mohoche islo lemigmanami moyche vaisbotere choymen. The love of a guy of a guy lachzaim. Shrei hura koiche lecholait besaib shona. Vayetzi bayoivu. Let us see the top toisvis. Gulosai goma. Now this was by Eved Ivri yet. This is by the first shayla. Nira labeinotam, the lav gzeire shorbe gemuri. Not a real gzeire shorbe. Elegili milsa baalmo. The money wasn't nimsa to be gzeire shorbe. It's a gili milsa. Just like here gulose means kula, here also means kula. Dig zeire shorbe gemuri, im keim akom oidul me lekula mrina lekula mrina. Akibin ave gzeire shorbe, ben lekula, ben lekula, me islo le meilu. Den gzeire shorbe le machze. Chemash melekame gabi bot yerechayim kama eched goli goli veeched the loy goli loy goli veegzei reshove yefel eched loy goli nami. What do you mean? I don't have a gzei reshove. So it doesn't say kedei gulose by bot yerechayim, but I don't have a gzei reshove. So bekitzer, now we know that's what Rav Sheshes told Rav Hune Bachinene, that bot yerechayim is all kulis nigal. The loyv of a goyel, the goyel achatzoy. That was Rav Sheshes shtiktay. Eisve, fek the Gemara akasha and Rav Sheshes. I hear you shtiktay, but I have enough in the Bereise fakert. What's the Bereise fakert? The Posik says, by magdish stay achuze im goyel ye goyel. Malamed shalova the goyel achatzoy. So the Bereise explains, why do we need a Posik to tell us this, that he can make with the Akulis that he has, his love of a goyel, his goyel lachatzoy, sheyochol, because I would have thought, v'moidinu, a kalvochayma, uma moichel stei achuze, sheyofa keichay. The Torah was makel by a moichel stei achuze. Shimigi a yoivu, v'lei nigaloch, a zeres labay leo, v'yoivu. Who rakoich is shein loive v'goyel v'goyel lachatzoyim? Magdish, who rakoich is shemigi yoivu v'loi nigalo yoitzo l'kanem b'yoivu? And they didn't show rakoich is shein loive v'goyel v'goyel lachatzoyim. So the Braise tells us, why do you need a special limud to tell us that a magdish teyachus is in goyel y'goyel is love of v'goyel v'goyel lachatzoyim? Because without the slimmer, I would make a kalbochema. Matoch stay achuze, that the Torah was meikul. It was meikul that it's chayse b'yoyvo. From this wagon, ain't a leiva v'goyel v'goyel lachatzoyin. So, magdish stay achuze, the Torah was machmel, that it's ain't a chayse b'yoyvo. Avad the givis, that ain't a leiva v'goyel v'goyel lachatzoyin. That's why you need v'goyel y'goyel. This is the bereise. Frag the bereise, and shuldigt. Ma le meicher stei achuze, shekein hura koichai ligoil miyad. Taime be magdish sheyofa koichai ligoil miyad. That means, what are you telling me that magdish stei achuze is more chomo than meicher stei achuze? I got news for you. I'll tell you that magdish stei achuze is kill. Then Moichas Teichuz. Why? Meiches Tei Achuzah, the first 2 years, you cannot shepherd with the Mechira. It's sold for 2 years. After the 2 years, you get a Schus Gula. But the first 2 years, hands off. The Lekeach, the Hechlet belongs the first 2 years to the Lekeach. That is, so you can't be goyel the first 2 years. Magdish Tei Achuzah, you can be goyel right away if you want. So now, so Yehoh Kavachimel goes off. You're looking at a different aspect, but look at this aspect. We find that Moichel Stei Achuzah is a Chumre, that it's Eini Goyel Miyad. So it could be, that's why here's another Chumre, that it's not love of a Goyel, and Goyel Achatzoy. But Magdish Stei Achuzah, that is a Kula, Goyel Miyad, so it could be love of a Goyel, Goyel Achatzoy. So now we're asking Akasha, so why didn't even girl your girl to tell me it's love of a girl? But there shouldn't be these. It doesn't say it. It says by Meiches Tei Achuzah. No, Meiches Tei Achuzah, there's chumas over there. It's ain't a girl the first 2 years. There's other chumas. Here, Magdish Tei Achuzah, Meiches Tei Achuzah, I should say that I would think that it's ain't a life of a girl. Ain't a girl. That's what you need to do. What did you need before? You have no Mekoyel to learn it out from Meiches Tei Achuzah. So the Braise continues. Meiches Beis Vobote Rechayma Yechiyach. So says, no, don't tell me since it's Goyel Miyad. So therefore, you're Goyel Lachatzoy. Look at Meiches Beis Vobote Rechayma. You're also Goyel Miyad, and you're not Goyel Lachatzoy. So see? So that kula doesn't give you a schus of gula lachatzoy. Sheyava koyche ligo miyad vein leive v'goy lachatzoy. So let us now make a summary. So the Barais is saying, you know why needs goyel your goyel? Because without goyel your goyel, I would say that magdish tei achuzah, there's no din of gula lachatzoy because It's more chomo than stay achuz, it's not choyze b'yoivu. Ayir is a kula, it's goyel miyad, the botechem also is goyel miyad, and it's also not nigal lachatzoin. So I would think for ziche, magdish stay achuz is not nigal lachatzoin, that's why you need a girl, you go. Fine? That's what the Baraisa says. So now the Gemara is a kasha before, now Mokesh we found the Baraisa. Rav Huna asked a shayla to Rav Sheshes, what's the din by Bote Yorichayme? He asked him the shayla, and Rav Sheshes says, well, Bote Yorichayme, I have a Rav Shimon, and if you'll see the longest of Rav Shimon, so why the Rav Shimon was Mavaya, why Magdish Stei Achuzes Goyel Achatzoy? So we'll use this longest of Bote Yorichayme. Bote Yorichayme is Eichet Goyel Achatzoy. Rav Sheshes Anshul, that they have enough in the Bereise that says, forget on you. The Bereise says, klar, that Bote Yerichayim is not Goyel Lachatzoy. I mean, that's when you're a posik of Goyel Yerichayim by Magdish Tei Achuzah. So Rav Sheshes says, loy kasha, that's no kasha, kasha me from this Bereise. Ho Rabbonon vo ho Rav Shimon. There's a machloikis, the Rabbon and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was the one that was Dorish Taime Dekro. So he looked at it, oh, what's the tam? The tam, why by Magdish Tei Achuzah is there such a kula? Oh, because the Torah wanted that he won't get it back later, so let's help him, let's bend backwards. He should be able to make a gula, but Lona should go, but let's help this person. Rab Shimon Darshan Taima Dekra, so according to Rab Shimon, Bot Yochem will be the same thing. This Bereis is going according to the Chum, don't Darshan Taima Dekra, don't give reasons. No reasons. So Mamela, so without if you're not Deirish time of the Kro, say Nechanami. So then Bote Yori Chaime is also not Nigalachatzoin. Harabonon Harabshin. Let's just go a little further. Tony Chode, we learned one Baraisa by Bote Yori Chaime. Love of a goyel, a goyel lachatzoy. V'tanya idach will enter second baraisa. Ain love of a goyel lachatzoy. So stirin to baraisa is like kasha. Rabbanan, no, Rab Shimon, forget that, I'm telling you all along, it's telling this machlokes. Now let us see Rashi. Eisvei, diktoni sefer, meichel bayis, bebote yarichayme, yechia, shein aleve vegoil. So we see klona akev sheishes. Meichel teyachuzah, hura koichel goil miyad. You can buy meichel teyachuzah, he cannot be goil miyad. That's a teyashon miyad alikeya. The lekeya is entitled to 2 years of tvur. Can receive a mispar shnei tvur shimkala. Ein mechire pusa mishtei shoni meis leis. You need 2 years meis leis of mechire. Then you can bachakach goil bigoyin kesef. Kirsiv reiva shoni vechish veshnei mimkori kam shamei mishalok ad yoivu sheyosu lachzu lebailem esrim shoni vedome esrim mona arei shekni es tvua kol shoni bemona chenigra lachol shono sheochlo lifnei gulos. Ho rabonam Dlayovi time lekra. They didn't give a time of the kra. Va'amroi, and they say, Duhura koichai becha de milsa, hura nami be milsa achiti. They say that fakel. If the Torah was machma, the Torah was machma lol over. Bam, heche de gole bekra. Bebote reichai me gemrin in gula gula mistei achuze. We learn that from stei achuze, fakel. It's worse than stei achuze. It's sura koichai. But the coming in the bais bote, that what I told you, the bais be irchay malayve v'gayel, Rab Shimon kamine, the yoyv tay malikra, tani chod amoyche bais be irchay malayve v'gayel, period. Now let us just see Taisvis. Eisvei, the Gemara is now a kasha and Rab Sheishes perish mi seifem. Diktoni moyche bais bebote ori chay me yechiyach. She'einai leive v'geil v'geil achzoi. V'im toima, my torich, what's the kasha? My porich, maybe the gesel of Sheishis would be better. Dul mahach b'raisa osi kivosi d'Rab Shimon. This b'raisa can also go according to Rab Shimon. V'ho de koma le'el gabi bote yorichayme shalova v'geil v'geil achzoi. Eine Bosse der Robin Lokro beim Handischem Girl je Girl. Aber hach bereise de Komma de eine Leuwe ve Girl ve Girl ach zu ihm heirem lei nicht ab im Girl je Girl. Doch in Ami komme leo she Jochel. So they say, es kamere de Kekash. This bereise is going before the Girl je Girl. Girl je Girl. Why do you need Girl je Girl? So the Gemara Baisa says, you know, because without go, you go, I'd make a kamachayma. Ma doch stay achuzah, that's choyza b'yoivu. It's not goy lachatzoyim. Magdish, that's not choyza b'yoivu. Avad the gibis, is it not goy lachatzoyim. Ah, you'll ask me, ma le magdish is ken goy l'miyad? So I'll tell you about the achayma yechir. But this is all before the goy you go. We're asking, why do you need the goy you go? So why you need? I'm telling you, because without goyel yigoyel, I would learn out from bote yarechoyme and stay achuzel lechumre. The whole Rab Shimon is after the goyel yigoyel, after the Torah opened up our eyes and told us that by magdish stay achuzel, there's a kule. So Rab Shimon says, huh, what happened over here? There's so many chumres over there, and all of a sudden a kule. So Rab Shimon thought, oh, that's time of the Kro. Because we have these chumas, that's what the Torah was making. But Rab Shimon is there for the girl, your girl. The Barais is speaking about without the girl, your girl. So what's the kasha? V'yeshloime damash malay, kol shitas ha-barais. He didn't learn that the whole Barais is speaking about without the girl, your girl. He held that the Barais aflevi emes. Labos the Sivnamim girl your girl. The Allah is what the Braise says. That by stay achuzen boti orichoyme there's no gulag, so that's after the girl girl. The Ilav Hochi. I might knock at Koshita Zu Shayna Kayem. So why saying a whole pshetel, which is not oiskal. You want to know why I need the girl have a motzil a minket kal bochayme mevedivri. This is all like this. Ma evidivri shiofa koich, shiyoitze biyoivu. Afaloch, ein eloivu vagoil vagoil lachzoin kede besomor. Magdi shahura koichoi. Imigi yoivu meine nigalas. Mischalekes lakahanem. Ein edin shein eloivu vagoil vagoil lachzoin. If the baraisa, if we'll say that this whole pshetel is not true, lefi emes, So make an emes a kal vachomer. Make a kal vachomer for nevi divri. And say, I would make a kal vachomer for divri. Ma eva divri. That's nigel miyad. Ma adach eva divri. That's yoytzi bi yoyvel. Eva divri has all the coolest you want. Af al pike, mizein a nigel achat soin. Magdish te achuze. That is not yoy chayze bi yoyvel. Ava adagibis, we shouldn't have the cooler of nigel achat soin. Then when they basically cash is Mala Magdish Kikushi can go miyad, everything is also go miyad. Yeah. Ba'kal v'chayim is a like l'mifach midi. So why did the Baraisa say a different kal v'chayim with a pilcher, with a hechoche? El of shita da yechiyach mayri at l'viyem is basa da sivim girly girl. The Baraisa is saying that I have a makar l'viyem is he can learn half of me, but divri. Can also learn out from Steyachuze, Mechir Steyachuze and Boti Arachim. Vim Taimim, Mikoma Kamamayle, Noket, Hai Kalbochem, Mevedivri, Kim Delak, Lamifich, Midi Lave. Fine, but you just, were Moira Gavaldika Ore, so let's learn out from Mevedivri. Now, when they won't have any Pilches, Vishlaim, the Soda, Misoda, Difalela, Mela, if he would prefer to learn out Gula, Soda, Misoda, so that's why he's learning out from Steya. He's learning out Magdish Steya Chuzza, from Meicha Steya Chuzza, Ayeles Kakash Epese, Meicha Steya Chuzza is not Goyal Miyad, so Bote Erechayme Yechir. But Lefiyemis, this Tana holds that Bote Erechayme is Einay Niga Lachatzay.